So, as a key for voices, this very cleaned up and posh British accent will be four messages from Ellie's mum. And this kind of faux American accent will be four messages from us. Did you call driving for life? I called to get Rue a few extra lessons in her final test. He said they're booking 4 to 6 months away because ICBC is backed up. When do you have to have your test by? June 3rd. It's an ERA, not a test. Driving for a life is off the menu due to confidentiality. I emailed Four Seasons and PGDS, and they're unable to help me because manual. In the immediate short term, I only lose my license if I violate traffic law, and there's no pass or fail. Road Safety BC will then decide, based on the assessment and my medical records, whether my license is sustained, cancelled, or restricted. It's not exactly how it was written, but it's the gist. Okay, well, Sean can help you arrange that. Can you afford it? Afford what? To get my automobile fixed? Because it needs to be fixed before using it for a road assessment. The assessment? When Dad's back, he can redrill the bumper for you and rehang that. He's just been away working for 2 months. Expect him back on 17th. I'll ask him to make it a priority. I'll pass. Better to talk to an actual mechanic. I also need to get my tires changed over. That I should be able to handle. Which will cost you money you don't need to spend. It'll cost money, yes, but I should have budgeted for that by putting my $52 every month in a pot. By the way, that's the transportation supplement. I'll handle it. Okay. So I think I'll be booking that for the 27th. The tire changeover, I mean. Ah, good idea. Don't want to ruin the winters. I've got my vaccine booked this coming Friday. Looking forward to this thing being over. How's your Vite C trial going? Oh, I forgot. Best to set a reminder on your phone or put them by your kettle. That's where I put things I need to do every day. The pill reminder pots can be helpful too if it's a did I take it or not issue. 3 hours later, she asked, "Have you tried the new Asiago pepper wisps? I got some at Costco and they're nice." I just told you I booked a tire change on my limited income, and you're telling me about more useless tat that gives me constipation and heartburn and costs a lot of dollars. Do you realize how monumentally stupid you sound, Trey? I was gonna buy you some. I'm going to see if I can make them with my pepper cheese. I'll let you know. I can pay for your tire change if you're struggling. Back off. Okay. I have boundaries now, and I'd ra literally rather suffer than break them. I'm perfectly liquid as far as the old dinero goes, too. It's just tight. You know it's tight, and you'd rather reduce your living standard to spoil someone who you don't even know, brackets me, than let me go without something that I want to go without anyways in wisps. That says a lot about your moral character. Most of it good. As in altruism, but it also points to deficient boundaries. Deficient boundaries that got you like $150,000 in debt for the place I'm sitting in right now, where I'm about to turn in for bed for the night. I just know how limited your diet has become, and anything I find I think you might like to try, I would suggest, but I won't do it again. I don't like to push your boundaries, I just don't know what they are. Hope you sleep okay. By deficient boundaries, I mean that it appears you're easily manipulated. And that was the story of today's interesting SMS exchange with Eleanor's mother. Great.